The first week of April does not look like it's going to be warm enough for an aggressive amount of planting of early corn in the lower eastern Midwest, mainly because it's going to be too cool over these next 2 weeks, and there's additional precipitation coming that will likely result in less than favorable field working conditions when we get into that first week of April. The situation may not stay adverse like that, but at least over these next couple of weeks, the conditions are not going to be all that great. We will see more cool weather occurring across a big part of the region over these next several days, and because of that, we'll likely have a little bit of a tough time getting those soil temperatures to rise. And we do have two large storm systems and a couple of smaller events that will likely impact a part of the region, and that will likely help to maintain abundant soil moisture. Now, these storm systems that are slated to move across the Midwest over these next 2 weeks are really not all that unusually strong. The only reason why they are leaving the Midwest with a saturated soil is because of the cool temperatures. And as soon as we get into some warming to take place, we're probably going to find that these storm systems are not staying caught up with some of the rainfall in parts of the region. But nevertheless, that will translate into a better environment for some field work a little later in the month of March if we can manage to get it to warm up like it's supposed to. Well, in the near-term forecast here, we have a large storm system that will be brewing in parts of the Central Plains as we move forward through the day tomorrow and on into Saturday. That storm system will eventually take aim on the heart of the Midwest, moving itself through the lower Ohio River Basin and basically the eastern Midwest in general. We'll likely see some significant snows occur from Kansas and Colorado into Missouri and Illinois and continuing eastward into portions of Ohio as we go through the heart of the weekend. And moisture totals in these areas will likely run anywhere from a couple tenths of an inch to three quarters of an inch, with some local totals maybe getting up over an inch and a half. The Ohio River Valley will likely be wettest, and the greatest snow will likely occur from portions of Kansas into parts of Ohio, probably central Ohio. The storm system is on a more southerly track today because of the greater amounts of cold air that will be present, but we're not expecting to see any crop damaging cold. Unfortunately, for the past 2 days, the marketplace has been just wild with comments about the potential for soft wheat to be damaged from the cold weather. It's extremely important to keep this all in perspective. None of the wheat crop across the Midwest is far enough along to be adversely impacted by cold weather, not the kind of cold we're going to be having over this next couple of weeks. And we are also expecting to see snow on the ground in quite a few areas. That, too, will protect both the U.S. hard red winter wheat and the soft wheat in the Midwest from any potential crop damage. Now, some of the comments have been made about the potential for some damage to occur in the Delta and parts of the southeastern states, maybe even parts of the Texas Panhandle. But these areas, the crop is not really far enough along to be impacted by temperatures that will fall down into some 20s, and perhaps in the case of the Texas Panhandle, a few teens. These temperatures will still not be cold enough to cause permanent crop damage, and I don't think there's much reason to be concerned about it. And the marketplace commentary recently has been tilted too much in that direction, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone was with the understanding that this cold bout coming up here this coming week is not going to be a threat to the nation's production potential. Outside of that issue, we will take a little bit of a break from the stormier weather as we move into the early to middle part of next week, but there will be another storm system that will form shortly thereafter as we get into the last days of March and into the first day or two of April. And this storm system is expected to be a little bit larger in size and more powerful, mainly because of the fact that warmer air will be trying to work its way back into the Midwest at that point in time. So we could see some hefty amounts of rain and perhaps a little snow occurring right across the region from the Central Plains into portions of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.